previously on Booker and Olivia.
Ah, Booker. I've received a letter from some people in Alabama.
Dear Jim, it is our hope that you can recommend a good white man to come take charge of a school for Negroes.
Booker, they're expecting a white man. Probably had in mind Frizzell. He's sending you because of Natalie Lord.
That's not why he's sending me.
Booker, don't grow too far out. Is Olivia your sweetheart? Or is it the girl you have back home?
Southbound tickets, please.
How many tickets, sir?
Two.
Mr. Booker T said, leave, I will build this moon on yonder hill. Yes, I will. Do tell. Yes, I will. Yes, sir. Built that school from the dirt to the skies. All the pickaninnies hold their heads up. I do tell. Yes, I will. Yes, sir. Mr. Booker T said, leave, I will build this school on yonder hill. Got a hammer, got a shovel, got a dream.
Booker and Olivia, Episode 2, Find the Land. The producers would like to thank Michael Armstrong, Issa Barrett, Antoine Medley, Lily Jones Sneed, Sharon Graves, and Stephen Hill for their contributions. Original music provided by Sule Greg Wilson, founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
All aboard! Tickets, please. Tickets, please. How many tickets, sir? Yes, sir. Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Sorry to bother you, sir. Your wife's at the back of the train. She's not feeling very well, sir.
Fanny, are you all right?
I've never been on anything this fast.
The commissioner will see you now, sir.
Stand.
Yes, sir.
Don't sit. I asked someone to come teach niggers around here to be useful. Like I hear they are at Hampton.
Yes, sir. I'll just need the appropriation, sir.
Sir, the lunch you wanted for you and your guests.
Sir, thank you for anticipating that I might be hungry.
I was anticipating a white man.
Shall I set a plate for him, sir?
I'll be lunching
very
alone.
Very good, sir.
Fine land. I approve sale, and you get money for the darky school.
Sir, I read the proposal on the train. It didn't say that I had to find the land.
Find land first.
Sir, may I at least have a letter of introduction to show?
Fine land.
Sir, what landowner in Alabama will talk to a colored with no letter? Sir.
Seems to me you got a problem, boy.
Booker, I'm tired. And it's too cold to pitch a tent out here.
There's an inn up ahead.
You know ain't no way in the world I'm renting no room to no color.
I'll pay extra.
I'll take the extra. But you ain't getting no room.
Fanny, let's go. I just got robbed.
Who you writing, Booker?
My brother John. Dear Olivia, the Commissioner of Education in Alabama gave me the warmest reception. We will work well together. I hope the people at Framingham will be just as welcoming to you. Also, I was wrong. You may be right about why I was sent here. Booker.
Olivia, dear, so good to have you back at Framingham. To what do we owe this visit?
Miss Prescott, it is my hope that there will be some position open, teaching the girls music or grammar even.
Dear, of course. There will always be a place for Framingham's most prized pupil. Come, let me show you your station. I'd like you to take charge of women's laundry.
Miss Prescott, I asked you about a position.
Fanny, make coffee. Then we'll load up the wagon and move on. I see the store, Fanny. Whoa! Fanny, wait by the wagon. Is there something you want?
Yeah, I want to go in the store.
Some flour, a yard of cloth, and some rock candy for my youngins.
That'll be $2, Missy.
$2?
Inflation. You'll have to talk to the president next.
I like working for Mr. Preston because Mr. Preston know how to treat his color.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody going to treat their colors like Mr. Preston.
He right.
Don't always treat you good.
Mr. Preston know how to treat his nigga.
No, nobody treat no color.
Just take the pencil and make your mark right there.
The first to make his mark gets a whole damn slab of smoked pork.
Well, where do I sign? Because I got some swine on my mind.
Say,
I want some pork on my fork.
What's going on?
I signed a work contract before we get back to the spring planting, and that's all.
Can you read that?
Don't make a difference what it say. It matter what
get
it
get in takes. Line, son.
That's a boy.
Just take the pencil and make your mark right there.
Then step on up there and get that back.
Get in line, son. Where's your work contract, son? Thing?
Contract? I work for myself.
Well, what do you want?
Step on up, stamps. Boys. Close this line.
Get him some stamps so he can be on his way. Dance a Hindi writing. This here your right?
Step on up, boys.
Yes. Hey, man said he wrote this here letter himself.
He don't have
you write this letter himself,
man? Olivia Davidson.
Say again.
Olivia Davidson.
Step on up, boy.
5 cents for your stamp to...
Booker, Manson, we gotta move the wagon.
Olivia Davidson.
Worry about what it
so that's
is.
Who you writing to?
Oh, he gotta worry about...
Don't worry, Booker. Hey. I'll move it myself.
Step on up there and get your bag of flour. Sign that work contract.
Oh,
dang.
Boy.
Boy, step on up, boy. That's a boy.
Sign that contract so I don't want to run out no flour.
Girls, take a break.
What are you mill girls doing this weekend?
God, this day is
but
over.
I still have home economics with Miss Preston.
That Sally's going to go see that bow at first.
Sally's got a bow. Sally's got a bow.
And if I do, what difference does it make to you? You all right, Miss Olivia? Sounds like you got a cough, something terrible.
Sally, thank you, but let Miss Olivia have a moment, please.
Sally, girl, come along and tell me about that new book.
Sally!
Ain't much to tell because I ain't got one.
Booker's letter. I almost forgot.
Dear Olivia, the Commissioner of Education in Alabama gave me the warmest reception. We will work well together. I hope the people at Framingham will be just as welcoming to you. Also, I was wrong. You may be right about why I was sent here. Booker. P.S. I think we'll need your help here. It's like I'm alone, and like I said, I can't do this alone. We need you.
Needs me. You don't need me. No one needs me. Besides, I could never go back to the deep south. Never. Very good. Very good. Very good. Now.
I'm tired of it.
What is it, brother?
Riders.
Wow, lots of them, too.
Children.
Get out
quickly.
Of my way, Ollie.
Charles, don't go out there. Charles, no.
I told you to leave this school alone. What you gonna do?
Oh,
you gonna
I'm
kill
scared.
Me? Well, here I is. Kill me. You coward.
Has anyone seen Charles? Have you seen Charles? Charles! Has anyone seen him? Have you seen Charles?
Miss Ollie, wake up!
Miss Ollie, wake up! Miss Ollie, you had a night terror. You were screaming. You had the night terrors again.
And that's the third time this week.
Sally, shut up.
I'm just saying it's messing with my sleep.
Sally, shut up.
But today, boy, what can I do you and this gal for?
We were told you would sell land to colors.
I've been known to cut a fair deal. Boy, this is a lot of land for just you and that gal over there. You must be planning on getting busy. Now, soil is just like a woman. You fertilize it right and she'll yield. What you plan on yielding on this soil, boy?
Negro mines.
Negro mines.
Yes, sir. Colored gentlemen and ladies.
Well, good luck with that. Now, this is good old-fashioned black belts. You got to put your face down in it so you can really know how good it is. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, that's black belt. Come on, put your face down in it, boy. You got to stick your head in it, then you got to come up saying black belt.
Oh, black belt. Oh, black
now,
belt.
Now, what you say? You was going to plant on this here farm again, boy?
Negro mines. Negro mines.
Negro mines.
Negro mines.
Well, good luck. One more thing, though. You got the money?
Stand. Don't sit.
Yes, sir.
I read by this paper that the land has three structures on it. Leave it that way.
Yes, sir.
Don't get grand ideas of a little Hampton down here. Your school would be firewood for an Alabama pit barbecue.
Wouldn't want to do that, sir. No little Hampton.
Don't even add an outhouse.
But, sir.
Your future students can crap in the woods like the monkeys they are, for all I care. You may leave.
Olivia?
Miss Prescott.
The girls say you are bothered in your sleep by nightmares. Is this true?
Miss Prescott.
While I am sympathetic to your troubles, your nightmares are causing a loss of sleep for the girls. And then they make mistakes when they work.
Miss Prescott.
You can see how this is disruptive to everyone.
I'll take care of it, Miss Prescott.
Please see of it.
Dear Olivia, think we'll need your help here. It's like I'm alone. I can't do this alone. We need you.
You do need me, Mr. Booker T. Washington. And I'm coming.
Next time on Booker and Olivia.
So this is the farm. I've got my brother John here with us.
Hello, sir.
Howdy. And of course, my new wife, Fanny. Fanny, this is Olivia. She's going to help us.
Hello, Fanny.
It's not polite to leave someone's hand unshaken, Fanny.
Booker, it's okay. Let's just tour the rest of the farm.
Brother, brother, brother.
Shut up, John.
Booker and Olivia stars Stephen Hill as Booker and Shayna Small as Olivia.
Your support is always welcome, and you can support us by going to patreon.com/audioauteur. That's patreon.com/audioauteur. patreon.com/audioauteur. Thank you.
Booker and Olivia was produced by William Sutphin, the audio auteur.